I'm trying to figure out if you guys could fix a 2007 Ford Taurus SE or alternator.
Okay. Is the car drivable right now?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah,
because I believe it's the alternator. It's making a clicking sound whenever you try to turn it, but the radio and everything comes on.
Okay, you probably just got it. So it's going to click, 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 click.
Yeah.
And that just started while it was sitting there? Or did it shut off on you going down the road?
Oh, no, we were stopped already. And so we
CarHelpOut.com. It's the convenience.
All right, so it wasn't running, and then you went to try to start it, and it's just giving you a click, 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 click?
Right.
All right, so what that is your battery is dead. The question of the alternator would remain to be seen. Generally, when your alternator goes bad, the car will run. It'll shut off after it's running.
Right. Well, I don't think it's dead because the radio still comes on. The lights are working.
That doesn't matter. A dead battery can power radio and lights long after it stops having enough power to start a car.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Your alternator does is recharge the battery. So
right.
That's why there is a potential but if the car was parked and then you went to start it and it wouldn't restart, chances are about 80 to 90% that you just have a bad battery. If you get a jump and what you can do is you can jump it off and let it run for about 10
CarHelpOut.com.
Up to 15 minutes. If it runs for 15 minutes, then your alternator's fine. And you can just drive it up to any parts store and they'll change the battery for you, most parts stores.
Right. Okay.
So, if you jump it off, if the alternator is bad, you can potentially jump it off. With that battery being that low, if the alternator's bad, when you jump it off, it's gonna peter out and die after about 3 to 5 minutes, most likely.
All right, and if I go ahead and jump the car, and it doesn't, and it still doesn't turn, then what would that be?
If you're getting a single click when you try to turn it, and it, like each time you turn the key, you get one click, then you got a bad starter. If you hook up jumper cables to it and it's still going click, 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 you got
right.
Bad jumper cables.
Right. Okay. Okay. So
CarHelpOut.com.
Get a new battery.
It's the convenience.
Yeah. That I think is going to be your best game plan.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely before you get it out on the road and get sold out on the road somewhere, let it idle for about 10 to 15 minutes, see if it dies in position. Because that once that battery runs down to 7 volts, it'll kill the engine, and your lights and your radio and everything will still work, but it won't run the car.
Right. Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Good luck with it.
All right. Thanks for the help.
Not a problem. Yep.
Bye. Bye.